Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The continued loss of sea ice in the high Arctic due to global warming is dramatically changing the marine environment for organisms that live there. Dr. David Barber likens it to the mass removal of trees in the Amazon rainforest. A specialist in Arctic systems at the University of Manitoba, Dr. Barber is stationed on the icebreaker Amundsen to research the impact of this change.
We're studying everything in that system physically, from the bottom of the ocean to the top of the atmosphere, and everything in the biological system, from viruses right through to whales. And unfortunately, what we're finding is that everything is connected in the Arctic system, and as soon as you start changing a fundamental part of the physical system like sea ice, you affect everything else in that system. So the marine ecosystem is in difficult straits in the Arctic because of this metamorphosis that's going on. And what's really got us concerned is the rate is increasing much more quickly in the last few years.
Dr. Barber's research suggests we're already past the tipping point, and there's no reversing climate change or its impact on Arctic marine life. Thanks today to the Canada Foundation for Innovation. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.